All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the Public Service Commission. We are gathered, each of us, in our own homes because of a snow day in Bismarck. Capitol Building is closed. We are still having our meeting virtually. It's 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 10th, and I want to call this meeting to order. I don't have any opening comments that come to mind right away. Commissioner Christensen, do you? No, I do not. How about you, Sherry? The only thing I have to say is thank God for COVID that we can work remotely from home and continue to do our business. So that's a great thing. Yeah, very good. And thank you, Matt, and your team. Yeah. Thank you, Matt, and the team for getting us all up and running and reminding us how to do this. It's good to keep this technology fresh in mind and available. So, all right, we have a few items on consent. I move passage of those items and the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Steve. It does appear as if there's a little bit of a delay for some of us, so we'll have to take that into account. All right, moving on to the regular agenda. I do not have any items. And Commissioner Christman, your item on the agenda we took care of yesterday. So we move straight over to Commissioner Haugenhofer.
If I just could interrupt, maybe it should be elaborated in case anyone is tuning in that was interested in that agenda item.
Sure.
And why it got handled beforehand, if they aren't aware of that. That was an agenda item regarding a coal mine permit revision. And there was a hearing on it. And we're required to have our order in 30 days after the hearing, which would be Friday, that being a holiday. That moved it to today. Anticipating the snow day that is here, we decided to take it up in our work session, which had been scheduled in advance just to discuss the case. And so we went ahead with the motion and order as is appropriate so that staff could get all of the paperwork done and actually get that in certified mail yesterday and be in a timely way for the deadlines we have with OSM. And the motion passed unanimously.
Very good. Thank you for providing that background. All right, over to you, Sherry.
Okay. Again, thank you, Commissioner Christman. I think it was good to recap that, and to all the staff who worked hard to get that done to meet all the timelines. So that's great. Moving on to my portfolio, I move the commission approve the decommissioning plan and self-regulatory filed on October 25th, 2022 in the Ashtabula Wind 3 LLC Wind Energy Center, Barnes County decommissioning plan and cost case number PU11-171.
Second.
On October 25th, 2022, Otter Tail Power Company filed a decommissioning plan and financial assurance of the Ashtabula 3 LLC facility. It is in the process of purchasing from NextEra Energy. Prior to the asset transfer to Otter Tail Power Company, they must have an approved decommissioning plan and financial assurance. In this case, Otter Tail is scheduled to take ownership of the facility on January 3rd, 2023. Ashtabula consists of 39 1.6 megawatt turbines with a nameplate capacity of 62.4 megawatts. The decommissioning cost estimate is $264,290 per turbine. This estimate is based on decommissioning of the turbines by disassembling the components and hauling them away for disposal. Otter Tail has filed a decommissioning final financial assurance in the form of a self-guarantee for the cost estimate, including salvage value and offsets. So this motion has been approved and seconded, and I support it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
As I almost always like to do on these cases, I like to point out that the $263,000 per turbine is a statistic. Comparing one wind farm to another on that price is not something that people should use as, in my opinion, as anything useful, because only a portion of that actually has to do with decommissioning of the turbine. This whole system is set up to take into consideration roads and things like that. So depending on the layout and the location of each specific wind farm, there can be many more or many fewer miles of connecting roads that have to be decommissioned. And depending on the terrain and how good of a job they did of setting aside topsoil for reclamation, that can change dramatically. So I just want to always emphasize that comparing the amount per turbine from one farm to the next isn't necessarily a good measuring stick. But I support this proposal.
So for the clarification of that point is when we add the cost estimate for that. Thank you, Randy.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All aye. Those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in the public service earthly contractors incorporated damage prevention enforcement case number GS22-168.
Second.
On April 13th, the commission received a one-call complaint from Halsted Telephone Company alleging a violation. On May 11th, the commission staff sent a letter to Earthly enclosing the complaint. They asked for some timeline to respond to that. And on June 3rd, they did respond to the complaint. Advocacy staff worked with them to come up with a consent agreement between them and the PSC. And based on that, the following has been, the findings have been concluded. On June 9th, 2021, Earthly provided an excavation notice to the North Dakota One Call Notification Center. Location ticket number was noticed. The work for the water line installation along State Highway 200 between Cummings, North Dakota and Hillsboro, North Dakota. On June 11th, Halsted Telephone Company responded to the locate ticket indicating their underground facilities were marked. On June 19th, while Earthly was conducting an excavation, while performing waterline installation south of the intersection of State Highway 200 and 6th Street Northwest near Cummings, at approximately 4 o'clock p.m., they struck Halsted Telephone Company's fiber optic cables, resulting in 60 customers being affected. They notified the telephone company of the damage, and the telephone company arrived at the site of the strike at 5:40 p.m. On June 23rd, the Halsted Telephone Company completed the necessary repairs and backfilled the cables by 5 p.m. Based on this violation, A consent agreement was entered into between our advocacy staff and Earthly. And based on that agreement, they are being assessed a civil penalty of $1,500. And they shall remit this $1,500 civil penalty payable to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 business days of service of this order. Those are the findings.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order in the Otter Tail Power Company Advanced Grid Infrastructure Cost Recovery Rider Tariff and Rate, case number PU22-312.
Second.
On July 8th, Otter Tail Power Company filed an application for eligibility determination approval to implement an advanced grid infrastructure cost ride recovery rider. On the 27th, the commission suspended the rates, the tariff and rates, and issued a notice of opportunity. No comments or requests for hearing was received. On September 23rd, the commission filed a memorandum regarding Otter Tail Power's application. And then on the 27th, the commission, we held an informal hearing to discuss the application with Otter Tail. On October 14th, Otter Tail filed a revised tariff and additional information requested during the informal hearing. In this filing, Otter Tail proposed to change the name of the proposed tariff to the Advanced Meter and Distribution Technology, AMDT, Cost Recovery Rider. This was to reflect our discussion that the rider be more identifiable to what this rider cost actually covered. The proposed rider permits Otter Tail to recover the cost, expenses, and a return on its investment in advanced metering infrastructure, outage management system, and demand response system. The proposal also includes an offset for operation and maintenance cost savings attributable to the manual meter reading and customer service. Otter Tail proposes a $3,062,505 revenue requirement to be collected from customers over the time period of January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023 recovery period. The recovery would be a fixed meter charge based on the cost of the type of meter needed for each class. The proposed monthly charge would be $1.71 for a standard residential meter and up to $71.76 for a large general service transmission meter. Due to the fixed nature of the proposed change, I want to emphasize all standard residential customers will see an increase of $1.71 per meter. The commission has reviewed all the information, documents, and evidence in this proceeding and finds the proposed tariffs to be just and reasonable.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Andy, did you want to say anything?
I was going to defer to you. I spoke last time. It looked okay. Like you were going to say something.
I can wait to. I just wanted to add a couple of thoughts on these meters. Otter Tail didn't do sort of the intermediary meters that I forget the name of them, but there is a term for the middle upgrade that a lot of the companies rolled out a number of years ago. So they're going from sort of these old school meters to this pretty advanced meter technology. They did save the customers that intermediary step. And so I think this is a big change in terms of the technology I think it offers a lot of new opportunities down the road for to incorporate some of the newer technologies that might allow customers to have more control over their own usage and rates, et cetera. So I think it's an exciting step. They also have some good improvements that they are incorporating here to their outage management. And so I think that it's exciting to see this new technology roll out and the benefits of it to North Dakota customers.
Yeah, I would agree that it's good to see Otter Tail advancing this step for their customers.
So, Commissioner Haugenhofer, you talked about this summit. I just want to make sure I understand right. There was that September 23rd memo that talked about limiting the types of costs that can be recovered in this tariff, and you kind of explained that I think if I understood you right, that it has been limited. Is it enough to cover for this case? Do we still have more work on limiting language? Is there more work that needs to be done on this tariff? Or do you feel that it has been adequately limited?
I feel it's been adequately limited, but Victor, you're online. Do you have any additional comments? I think when we work through that, as far as our language, that I feel it's well-defined. Victor?
I would agree. I think it's reasonably well-limited at this point. It's something we'll want to keep an eye on. This is just Otter Tail's tariff, right? So if other companies request something beyond it, we just need to make clear kind of where our line is in the sand for future cases, what we would permit and what we wouldn't as far as distribution expenses. But I'm comfortable with this from my perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Randy, that's a good point. Victor, you'll be able to review everything that they propose to include in that tariff, and we can disallow things at that point, correct?
Correct.
And the one thing I want to point out is that the time period that we're looking at, too, that the cost should be recovered, and Victor and I did have a discussion on that after that time period, what is going to come forward? Is it advanced technology, more advanced technology, or what? So we do have our eye on this.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. That concludes the admin agenda.